In the fall of 2012, the administration and Board of Trustees made a solution to student arrests on campus. Instead of involving Demorest police, students were taken to a holding cell until their alcohol blood level was down. The holding cell was located in GB is now no longer an option for students caught drinking on campus. 1 year before the drunk tank, as some students referred to it as, arrests were at a record high for Piedmont College. Dick Martin, the chief of campus police, referred to it as a safe room.
We call it like a safe room. We just want to make sure the alcohol gets out of their system before they have access to their vehicles or, you know, get themselves in any more trouble.
The way that campus police go about looking for violations can vary. Sometimes they just happen to walk right into them by driving around campus and observing if anyone is looking suspicious. Other times an RA or RD will come across it and they will contact Martin. Once a violation has been discovered, whether it be with alcohol or drugs, campus police is now required to contact Demorest police. The incident will be on your permanent record and you will be entered into the Georgia Crime Information Center. Police can then put you in jail for the night if you aren't 21. However, if you are 21, you can't be arrested for drinking on campus. Your case will go through judicial court as a violation of the Student Code of Conduct. Students who are 21 can be charged with supplying alcohol to minors, however. Martin said that people need to realize the consequences of their actions. Jail is a consequence that Piedmont students, along with every other underage person in America, must face when dealing with alcohol. That's just the way things are nowadays, says Martin. Your permanent record is not something that will affect anyone else but you. Martin tried to stress to students the importance of thinking through your actions.
I was young once, believe it or not, and I felt I was the same way. I'm always going to get away with what I'm doing, and I'm never going to get caught. But unfortunately, we all know that doesn't work that way. So,
although administration feels as if students took advantage of the drunk tank, the removal is temporary, said President Melichamp. Martin said that he personally hopes that Demorest officers will consider the holding cell as an option once further review from administration has been done. Students around campus feel as if Piedmont is enforcing rules in a stricter manner as a way to punish them for doing wrong. They feel that taking away the holding cell and sending underage drinkers straight to jail is harsh and unfair. Patrick Lyons, a senior mass communications major, expressed his feelings towards taking that option away.
It's a disgrace. You're not protecting your students. Yes, if it's a third and fourth time and somebody is repeatedly breaking the rules, okay. Your goal should not be to want to punish the student so bad that it's going to go on the record for the rest of their life, an underage consumption.
With Piedmont being a dry campus, there is no leniency for drugs or alcohol. Looking at stats from collegedrinkingprevention.com, a dry campus might be the safer route. 1,825 college students between 18 and 24 die from alcohol-related injuries. 97,000 students the same age are victims of alcohol-related sexual abuse or date rape. Lastly, 110,000 students are arrested each year for alcohol violations. However, with that being said, I think it's safe to say that whether the drunk tank is an action or not, people are still going to test the waters and push the limits. College students like to go out on the weekends and blow off all that steam from school. You aren't going to be able to change that. Martin would like to encourage students to learn the rules and obey them. Also, if you do get caught, that's not the time to start making things worse. That's the time to start turning things around. Reporting for WRFP, the student-run radio station at Piedmont College, I'm Zandy Green.